This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Cunin and Denise Dirks and our producer, Cal Hunter. The four amigos are back together. We have not been back together for a while. It's so good to be together. We're such a close, tight-knit group. For 5 years, we've been doing this. It's growing across the country. We are in approximately 100 affiliates right now, or maybe more. I don't even know. But at least radio stations that carry us. Thank you for carrying us. Those of you who want to call in, you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at info@RadioLawTalk. We have all types of social media. I mean, we're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Just type in, you know, it's easy, Radio Law Talk, and you'll find us. I mean, on any of the platforms, and go ahead and follow us and make some comments. We try to post as much as we can, mainly on Instagram. If you want to see our main posts, we're on Twitter also, but we post more on Instagram than anything. So follow us on Instagram at Radio Law Talk. We're going to talk about some very interesting things. You missed it. I mean, last hour, if you didn't hear us, we talked about the R. Kelly trial that has started. If you want to hear it, just go to our RadioLawTalk.com. We've got podcasts, and you can type in R. Kelly, or you can look at any year, any time, and you can listen to any of the podcasts or any of our live shows. So that's probably will be interesting to you. We're going to have another case or no case this hour. We're going to talk about Britney Spears, free Britney Spears, the latest legal issues. I'm just going to say this here. I mean, it just seems like, I know as things, she's getting new lawyers, and they're trying to get her dad off and bring in some new people to help manage her. She's been posting some weird things, and that's we'll talk about that. And I don't know that she can, you know, complain that there was too much control, but she's posting some stuff that I you know, again, it's getting publicity, that's for sure. And like, you know, we always say, Todd's brought it up, and so is Cal and Denise, that I guess sometimes you have to, when things are just going slow, you get some publicity and boom, it booms. So we'll find out what's going on with Britney Spears. The McDonald's lawsuit in Russia, we got to talk about this. This is the most interesting one you're ever going to hear. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, Major League Baseball mascot for the Phillies. There's lawsuits about that. So wait till you hear this.
It's the ripple effect. What that lawsuit, the effect that might have on another industry is just, wow, that's interesting.
And whether you believe things or not politically on the right or left or middle, this is bizarre. A 1965 allegation is now going to go to court for something that someone allegedly did or they're claiming they did in 1965.
56 years ago.
And this is not a criminal case. This is a civil case.
Wow.
So, interesting. So we're going to talk about that. But what we're here for is one thing. Cal, what are we here for?
Well, I think we're here for this right here.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
And now Case or No Case. It was a video of a cat purring for 1 hour. And it was posted on YouTube by a frequent contributor. A cat purring, that was it. But then the fur began to fly. The YouTube user got a letter from the video site in 2015 telling him that that upload was being removed. The record label EMI Music had filed a formal complaint against him for plagiarizing one of his songs, which must have been a strange song because the video was just an hour long of a looped clip of a cat purring, and he uploaded it a year ago. It's not entirely clear why EMI Music or YouTube's algorithms became alerted by this, by a purring cat sound, like the dance hit of the summer, but they were confident enough about it that they immediately pulled the video off their website and demonetized the entire channel of this pretty big video producer, which means he could no longer make any money off of uploading YouTube anymore, which as hard as it is for those of us over the age of 30, is actually a legitimate way of making money these days. So anyway, that is the setup. So now I believe, Mr. Penny, it's your turn to give
it. So I was reading a note to me, and I want to make sure I didn't miss. No, I got most of it. So they he got the cat purring for an hour, and who took it away from him? Who's the one that said that?
EMI Records and YouTube.
Oh, and he's trying to sue someone. Who's he suing?
He's going after the record company who accused him of falsely plagiarization,
right.
And also YouTube for demonetizing him.
I'm going to say that's like a real case. It's a real lawsuit, and I like that. That's the purring. That's a happy cat right there.
Right there. Yeah.
That's a lawsuit, but I'm trying to think of. I wonder if it's still pending. Cal, do we have to say whether it's pending or if it happens or doesn't? Or
what however outcome? You think the case was disposed of, if you think it's still out there in court space or whatever.
Okay, all right. He wins.
Okay. All right, Mr.
Who's
Kunin?
He? Wait, who's he?
The individual. The
purring cat.
The purring cat dude. What was his name? Per cat dude?
I'll tell you his name later.
All right.
Yeah, I'll tell you now. Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this a matter of the purring cat being a disco or a rave dance?
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria, that's what I say. so it sounds like, so he uploads it. Now, I guess I think the way this would work is EMI would contact YouTube and say, hey, we're making a claim on that. That's our copyrighted work.
Right.
And so if there is any monetization, any money made, the money should go to us, not to him, and which is oftentimes what happens if there's any ads played during it, because that's our work, not his. I will say that this is a case, and I think that the guy is able to show that the recording was of his cat and not an overdub, a video of a cat and then an overdub of this other recorded sound.
Like with a drum beat behind it or some weird thing like that. Right?
Yes, yeah. that this is actually his cat that he recorded. He's able to prove it and prove that he owns the copyright to that specific sound. And what is able to happen is he prevails and he's able to get monetization back.
Okay.
I guess here's my question for you, Cal. Mm-hmm. Again, in terms of the rules.
Sure.
Is it a case if he contests the claim and then YouTube rules in his favor, or is it only a case if it goes before some third-party tribunal?
Doesn't someone have to file something in order for something to be a case?
Typically what happens in this case is he overcomes the appeal with YouTube, and then YouTube says, okay, we agree with you and we'll monetize it. If that's the case, if that's what happens, then I'm going to say that...
Well, if that happened, and it happened because he took it to court, then obviously I will award you a point if you say it was a case. And if he just did it, then I would say no.
So I'm going to say this is a scenario, but it all occurred within YouTube's internal appeals process, and they remonetized him. And as a result, it would not be an actual case because nothing was filed in court.
Okay.
Okay.
Denise, what do you think about this purring kitty cat case?
I think it was filed perfectly.
Very well done. Nice, nice.
Nice one. Yeah, good one. Yeah.
So I this is what I think. I think the problem was somebody else dubbed EMI's music over the purring kitty, and that's what happened. So I think that the guy can show that his original was only his cat and the sound from his cat and not any other, you know, rendition with EMI's music in it. And I do believe that it was settled out of court. So there was no filing, but it was settled out of court. So it's no case, but it's a scenario.
Oh, so we got two. Yes, it is case. One, it's not a case. We'll be back after this and find out.
You're listening to...
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You are a loser. You're a whiner.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
We're back with Case or No Case, and I was wrong as we were going out to the break. So Todd said it is not a case, it's a scenario. And
Jay right.
said it's a scenario, not a case. I said it's a case.
I said it was filed perfectly.
Perfectly. And I think I'm wrong, but that's okay. I'm ahead of points with against everybody, so I'm way ahead of Denise right now. So, Cal, go ahead and tell me I'm wrong. Tell us what the scenario is.
Well, okay, let me put the kitty cat up there first. Okay, so here's the deal. The producer called his lawyer and said, hey, they can't do that, can they? Can they musically copyright a cat purr? Which is what they were basically saying. And so the matter was sorted out pretty well because the lawyer did a very smart thing that we talk about all the time here. He reached out to the local news media and said, does this sound like a dance tune to you? And all of a sudden, YouTube became aware of it, EMI became aware of it, and they said, this is an electronic algorithm, pick this up. We don't know how come you got this stuff. It's all automated, so...
It's not a real cat purring?
So, no, we just drop our claim because it was just a cat purr, and we didn't really have a song. The electronic algorithm snoops around the internet looking for music,
and it
picked it up. How? We don't know. There is a case of one with a dog bark with the same thing. So anyway, all I can tell you is that nothing was ever filed because the record companies were too embarrassed, and that... is case or no case.
You know, the lawsuit on something like that I think would be interested in, I would be interested in knowing, is at what point does it come where the record company sues YouTube for the negative publicity because YouTube's algorithm made this happen?
Great question.
And the record company's like, you guys got to get this fixed, you know, because you're pulling us down in the mud because your algorithm sucks.
Yeah.
Right? So
that'll be interesting. Yeah. Next hour, by the way, on Case or No Case, a matter of old gold.
Old gold.
It's next hour.
Now back to the show. All I got to say is this. You know, we talked about R. Kelly, and now we got to talk about Britney. And I don't care. And again, they're not the same. No, we're not saying they're one and the same. I think Britney's beautiful. I think still at age 40, she looks great. And the issue is, with all that's going on in her life and the hashtag Free Britney, the question is this good for her or bad for her? So what has happened? Long story short, she got a new lawyer. The judge allowed her to get a new lawyer. She's gotten rid of her people. They stepped down the people who were handling her finances. She's got one of the original... conservators there, that lady that wants a bunch of money for security. The whole issue is to get rid of Jamie Spears, her father, who for the past, 12, 13 years approximately has been her conservator. And so basically at this point the court said no, but now Jamie's saying, look, I'm probably going to step down. And he's generally saying that'll happen. But the things that are going on with Britney's Instagram account, if you haven't seen it, it's very interesting. It seems like she's going a little amok. I mean, I don't know who's in charge or whatever. She's been doing some things that have been pretty edgy, I'm going to say is the word, right? We got to be careful. We're on terrestrial radio, but edgy in what she's been doing. Todd?
Well, I'm just going to – look, I'm gonna put on my skeptical person hat here. And it would not surprise me if sometime in the next 6 months – and I think that the key thing here is to get the conservatorship modified, and that might be why the push is here. Because I think that there may be a problem with, hypothetically – a reality show, a la Keeping Up with Britney Spears, something like that, and being able to do that while under a conservatorship. But if you can get out from underneath the conservatorship and then have some sort of a reality show where people are following you around with cameras and stuff, and the bank you would make because of the drama that was naturally picked up during the termination of conservatorship process, would not surprise me in one bit if in the next 6 to 12 months we see something like that, and this whole thing is just publicity to spearhead that, because it wouldn't work right now or 4 months ago, because she's not in the public eye.
Right.
So you got to get a way to get it in the public eye. And what are we going to do? Well, I don't know. They seem to be making a lot of money in the record industry by using the court system with a copyright claim, and then everybody's record sales goes up and we all win. So let's try that with this. So I'm a little skeptical with all of this, but I just think. There's no way all of this publicity and everything she's doing is just happening just as a matter of course right now. I smell a rat.
And what I think
is not a rat, not a rat, but go ahead.
I think that this is a very good strategy on the part of her new attorney.
Yes.
Because the only person who would be fighting to keep the conservatorship in place is her father. And if you remove him and you put in, Brittany has a choice now of her own attorney. She has now asked for a certain CPA to become the person, you know, over the conservator over her person and replace her father completely. And then that's another person she's chosen. And so I think this is a workaround so that Brittany does not have to have an evaluation. Because if Brittany has a psychological evaluation, it is going to say, if she has any personality defects, if she has any slight character flaws, if she has any capacity issues. And in order to get out from underneath the conservatorship fully, that's what's going to have to happen. And so I do think this is a strategy by her attorney to work around the fact that there's going to be somebody opposing the termination of the conservatorship.
I think you nailed it, Denise. That's exactly right. That's we always say this, that sometimes they need publicity, and I think Todd's right, too. Do you think the reality show's on its way?
That's a great thought.
I think, and you know what the reality show needs to be with? I know she's got a boyfriend. Todd and Brittany. Something like that.
And kitties.
That's a good one.
Kitties. Todd, Brittany, and who's the other gal that is Johnny Depp's girl?
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
And the purring cats.
Amber, the purring cats, Brittany, and Todd. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here. Don't go away.
RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with?
Trial lawyers, we understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee Thursday demanded to know where Vice President Kamala Harris has been after the fall of Afghanistan. Speaking to Newsmax.
Where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? They're going to have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So we just ended with Britney Spears. Those of you who are hanging on by the edge of your seats, this will be following up with this, but we think pretty soon there's going to be a reality show. We're predicting it here at Radio Law Talk. I think Todd brought it up. I'm going to give credit to Todd. He's thinking reality show, and we were hoping, and we talked about it at the very end. Todd, maybe you will be involved in that show.
Is this real life?
I don't know. Maybe it's the stalker that she has to get a TRO against.
Look,
she's attractive, but...
She's not your age. You like younger.
Well, I'm just... No. You're going to get me in so much trouble. I'm just going to say that she does look like she's a... She's reached the point where makeup application now involves a trowel and some spackle.
Todd.
She's still good looking.
Oh, Todd, the man with a ponytail.
I mean, look, any time the finishing touches on the makeup involves wet sanding and... Oh, I'll just stop right now.
Yeah, you're getting so deep. Remember how, you know why you got a divorce? It's because you kept digging deeper, you know?
You know, some people, when they hit rock bottom, it's done. Me, I whip out some dynamite and blast. I can go lower.
That's exactly. All right, speaking of going lower, in Russia, a woman is suing McDonald's for basically featuring cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets that caused her to break down and go against her religion during her fasting period during Lent. Now, some Orthodox Christians, Lent is you're supposed to be what? Does anybody know? You're supposed to be not have food for a month or
meat. It's basically meat.
No meat or something. I don't
know. No poultry, no eggs, no meat, no dairy
for an entire month. Or you can select your own. It doesn't necessarily have to be off that list. Some people just select. I'm going to give up chocolate for Lent.
Right.
Yes.
Or, you know, right.
Something. Yeah, but Orthodox. Orthodox is really pretty strict.
Right.
But you're right. Most Catholics also can pick their own and what they're going to give up. It's the idea. Yeah. as fortunate as yourself. That's kind of the idea.
This is a great thing that we should do. Todd, will you give up McDonald's for a full month?
Oh, man.
That way, which we're here live.
Will I give up McDonald's for a full month? I've done that in the past. I mean,
a
month, you mean like 30 days, right?
No, 6 weeks.
Like. 6 weeks. Okay, now do those have to be consecutive weeks?
Yes.
Made up of consecutive days?
Yes.
Because, I mean, if you add up all of the days I didn't eat McDonald's over, say, the last 3 years, you'll come up with about 6 weeks.
No, you got to do it 6 weeks prior to Easter, ending on Easter.
Yeah, I could. That would not be a problem for me.
But you can't. What would you go to? Like, what's your second favorite?
I don't know. I'd probably just eat
Burger King or Burger King.
Like, the only thing I eat at McDonald's anymore is sometimes breakfast because it's quick. And if I didn't eat there, honestly, a lot of times when I go to McDonald's, I get the oatmeal. I just make that at home. So I'm good. I'm good.
And what would you give up?
I don't believe it.
Fred, what would you give up?
Food in general. That's
no, look, if they've got
I need to give up food is what I need to give up. That's my problem.
If they've got a commercial, right, if they've got a commercial out there that's like, in Russia, McDonald's hamburger, you know, buy it by you. You know, that I could see why that would be enticing. Right.
Right.
So maybe, and I could just claim that my will was overpowered by the efficacy of the message.
She said, quote, ready for this? When I saw the advertising, oh, you got to say it in Russian because they're Russian. Go.
When I saw advertising banner, I could not help myself. I visited McDonald's, bought a cheeseburger. It was very good. After which, I sought out James Bond and killed him, but not before kissing him because he is so irresistible. I gave up a lot of Lent.
That was not true, by the way. No, but basically, she did say that she saw an advertising banner and couldn't help herself. And visited McDonald's, ate a cheeseburger. Now, guess what? Here's the best part. How much is she suing for? Cal, did you see this? You saw the article.
I did not see the piece.
Okay. Cal, how much is she suing for in American money? How much
I'm going to guess that if she's suing McDonald's for giving up Lent, mm-hmm. it's got to be easily $40,000, $1,000 a day. That's my guess. No, way off, huh?
$14.
I'm not looking for unjust enrichment. I just want $14. 1,000 rubles.
You know what she wants? She wants enough to go to McDonald's 1,000? And buy herself another fix. That's what she wants.
That's exactly right. It's $14. She wants 1,000 rubles, $14. And she wants compensation. She wants the courts to investigate this thing. And I'll tell you right now, this is interesting right now. So McDonald's gets sued for advertising in Russia for 1,000 rubles or $14. Because she couldn't resist the advertisement.
Franchise owner, man, you're killing me.
So would McDonald's have a cross complaint against the ad company that came up with the ad? It was too effective, dang it. It was too effective.
What is this country coming to?
Oh, no, not this country. This is Russia.
Russia country coming to. I mean, what's this world I'm in? Not this country coming to. What's
did the
world?
Ad say, come here for Lent?
I don't know, but it was very alluring.
Apparently.
And you know what? I'll tell you right now, maybe I should do the same thing because I drive by a McDonald's every day, and every day I look at it when I'm on my diet, and I say, McDonald's. As stupid as that, bizarre. I don't care what you say. And McDonald's does not sponsor us, by the way, and they should. Actually, should sponsor Todd. I don't care what people say. I eat at some of the nicest five-star restaurants. I really do. And that's good. Dude, sometimes just a McDonald's Big Mac just hits the spot. I don't care. And they're French fries. So, actually, Iceberg does too, by the way. Iceberg Drive-In. They do sponsor us there.
So one of my rules, this is one of those things you would think about, but one of my rules as a lawyer that I advise and recommend for all folks that are in trial. When you're in trial, that is not the time to experiment with new things to eat for lunch or breakfast or even dinner the night before because you don't want to be sitting there at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon all of a sudden, can we take a break, Your Honor? No, we really need to take a break, Your Honor. Okay? And so you don't want to experiment. And so for me, having done a number of trials as a prosecutor, as a defense attorney, my go-to breakfast and lunch when I'm in trial. For breakfast, it is the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit meal at McDonald's because I know that's not going to mess with me. And then for lunch, cheeseburger, small fry, no pickles, Diet Coke. And that's all I will eat you know, that's my breakfast and lunch for the whole trial.
With a Diet Coke.
With a Diet Coke, of course. That way.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Well, no. You know why the Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Because if I have a regular Coke, for some reason, the sugar gives me a headache. No way I want a headache in the middle of a... I should probably just have water, but I got to have something carbonated. But those are my go-to meals when I'm in trial.
Really?
Yeah.
So McDonald's is hoping you're in trial all the time.
Hey, look, you could, if you weren't going to get popped for insider trading, you could probably invest and play the stock market with McDonald's based on my eating habits. It rises and falls.
And your trial preparation?
Todd's in trial. It's buy. He's out of trial. Sell.
Some musicians are sponsored by guitar companies that get free guitars and amplifiers. Todd will be sponsored by McDonald's. Just drive in.
It'd be like NASCAR. I could go in with the patches all over my suit. My briefcase has McDonald's in the side of it. You know.
855 Law Radio McDonald's. Call and you can sponsor Todd Kuenin as part of our Radio Law Talk. We're about 100 stations nationwide. Why are they not sponsoring us? I guess we should make a phone call, shouldn't we? They're going to go radio who? What do you want to do? Well, let's talk about Johnny Depp here, defamation case. Here, look, in Virginia, don't forget, there's a lawsuit by Johnny Depp going against Amber Heard, his ex-wife, for an op-ed in 2018 in the Washington Post, where she basically wrote and talked about domestic violence in a marriage and insinuated, obviously, that it was her husband at the time, Johnny Depp, or at least not at the time, but she's only been married to Johnny Depp. And so it insinuated that she was talking about Johnny Depp being domestic violence against her. And so anyway, that's the situation right there that's set up. And that, don't get that confused with the lawsuit in England where Johnny Depp sued the son for calling him a wife beater in one of their publications. That's different than this. This is where Johnny's actually suing Amber Heard for defamation. I can't remember how much money, but it's quite a bit, whatever it is. Well, the most recent court documents as of August 17th that Amber tried to get the case dismissed. And the court said, nope, there's enough evidence here to allow it to go forward, so the case is going to go forward. Heaven forbid, if it got dismissed, the negative part about that, we would have nothing. We have to shut Radio Law Talk down for at least a couple months because we'd have nothing to talk about. Without Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, I don't think we'd have anything to talk about. Well, we have R. Kelly now. Weinstein's gone. We've got R. Kelly now. So we do have things to talk about. But again, we're going to put it out there. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. Free mediation, you have to listen to me, by Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. And I'll even get Denise and Todd involved if you want, and we won't charge. And that's all you want to do it for a day, though.
I may have a conflict of interest.
Yes.
Because I think Amber Heard's really hot.
And you'll be on her side. We'll be back after this and find out what hot means.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, right after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You know, Todd Kunin loves to do one thing, and he loves to... We were going to talk about Johnny Depp. We already talked about it. We're going to follow up on that stuff. But he loves to do commentary in baseball, and he's a baseball guy, right? He loves to do what's called the Gold Sox. And those of you, let's give a shout-out for the Gold Sox. It's not even minor league. It's below minor league. It is...
It's a collegiate wood bat baseball. It's summer ball for the college baseball players.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of major league scouts come out, take a look at it.
But it's not like double A, triple A ball.
It would be essentially the equivalent of low A.
Single A.
Well, they have single A. They have low A and high A. So it would be low A.
That's pretty low.
Yeah.
So these guys, the odds of them being in the big leagues are pretty slim.
I wouldn't say that. We've had a lot of folks come from there to go on to the big leagues. In fact, one of the guys on the team this last season
uh-huh.
got drafted by the Red Sox. His season was cut short. He's now in the Red Sox minor league system.
But so. Red Sox minor league. I'm talking major league. I mean, the odds of them going to the major
The odds of anyone going to the major league
really
are
slim.
Different. I don't think it's any different for these guys than anybody else.
Actually, they might have a little more of a chance, just because they're
Todd,
it depends.
Because Todd's the commentator, is that why?
Yeah, that's exactly why. You know, this guy can't hit a fastball, but dang, if the description doesn't sound awesome, let's give him a shot.
If Todd talks him up, he's going up.
That's exactly right, because you have, what, all seven listeners that listen to you usually?
Well, on a good day. On a good day. No, we were getting, let's see, this last season? On any given game, we were having upwards of either up to 750 to 1,000 unique listeners per game. that would come in. They wouldn't, I mean, those that are not listening to the entire game. But baseball is one of those where somebody would come in, listen to an inning, and then leave, and they'll come back and forth, and that's what's happening.
That was awesome because his children were cutting in and out, going on and off on the thing.
I told them to do that to boost the numbers.
He taught the kiddies to push the button.
Yes. Oh, we can't help you. We don't have opposable thumbs. How we run this?
So we have the Major League mascot, which is one of the most famous ones that they're just bizarre looking. It's like they say, it's like from the Galapagos, is the Phillies mascot. That his name is what? Fanatic, right?
Philly Fanatic.
Yep. And if you haven't seen him, just look him up. He's just a weird looking thing that was made up way long time ago in the 1978. This mascot was brought forth by the Phillies executive named Bill Giles or Giles. He needed a mascot. He hired Bonnie Erickson, who had worked for Jim Henson of the Muppets, right? And at the first home game, they came up with this concept on April 25th, 1978, home game. The character just popped out, and an individual by the name of Dave Raymond was in the suit, and the famous Philly Fanatic started from there. And there's lawsuits. Does anyone know what the lawsuit's about? You want to talk about it? Or do you want me to just get
you seem to be going with it.
Okay, so
yeah.
So what happens is, that there, by the way, there's they're in New York, and what the big, long legal fight that's been going on 2 years is between the Phillies and the design firm that said, look, we own the rights to this individual Phillies mascot, and we want money for it. And the lawsuits have been flying for a couple of years now, and under this Erickson individual. So why is this important? Why is this going to be such a groundbreaking case? And it is because there's a number of mascots out there all over the NFL, all over the, you know, basketball, all over baseball, where the issue is who has the rights to that mascot. And I would, you know, generally, I mean, gut reaction, I'm not saying legally, gut reaction is that it belongs to the ball club, right? Because they paid for that. They paid for that. I guarantee, or if they didn't pay for it, maybe they didn't pay for it, but I'm sure they wrote a check for something. And what did they get? They got the rights to the Phillies Fanatic. So,
And any derivative.
Right.
Any derivative of the Phillies Fanatic.
And this is why this one is so important. It's not just a normal one, Phillies Fanatic, but this is the only mascot that has had a major role in a television movie. And, in fact, this Fanatic is well-known worldwide, not just United States, but worldwide.
Yeah, and look, the issue here also is that there was a law passed, I believe it was 1978, and it deals with the transfer of copyrights. And essentially, according to the law, and this is where you're going to start seeing these coming out now, if I create something but I transfer the copyright to you, Fred, so I've created it. Normally, I would have it, but I have the rights to transfer the copyright, so I transfer the copyright to Fred. After 35 years has passed, that transfer expires, and I, as the original creator of the work, can then grab and pull it back unless certain things have happened. And that's what the argument here is. The Phillies are arguing that, look, this was transferred to us by Erickson and whomever, Harrison and Erickson. This was transferred to us, but it's coming up on 35 years. And so the Phillies are saying, look, we've made certain modifications to it, though, and so we still get the copyright going forward. And Harrison and Erickson are saying, no. It comes back to us, because the 35 years are up, it's substantially the same, and that's what's being duked out in court. And this applies to other mascots, but the industry really keeping tabs on this is Hollywood. Because you have movies like The Terminator and you know, these big blockbuster movies that were like late 70s, early 80s, and the copyrights were transferred to the production houses and the movie studios by the folks that made the film so that those can be broadcast, but they're coming up on 35 years. And the people that originally created the film are thinking, hey, can I go and pull that copyright back now and retain it for myself? Because your 35 years is up. Yeah. Hollywood's really paying attention is because if this lawsuit goes the wrong way and if it makes it up to the Supreme Court and it's decided there as precedent, they could be missing out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the big issue here they're talking about, and a lot of the arguments is, are the changes trivial or is it still the original, Phillies, what do you call it, Phillies?
Fanatic.
Or yeah. Not. But so you know, there's pictures you can look at all over the internet. You can determine whether or not it's a little bit of a change. And it has changed, but if it's enough to make a difference or not. So anyway, that's important stuff. Pink star-shaped eyelashes, light blue eyebrows. This is really important stuff during this COVID times. You know, we got to make sure that this is straightened out.
Yeah, the team said, we gave it a makeover. Come on. Yeah. We gave it a makeover, and the new thing's ours. And they're saying, yeah, that's derivative work. We should be able to get it back, whatever.
And the judge says the following. To be sure, the changes to the structural shape of Fanatic are no great strokes of brilliance. But as the Supreme Court has already noted, a compilation of minimally creative elements, no matter how crude, humble, or obvious, can render a work a derivative. That's what the judge said. So therefore, the judge is saying, you know, she's going to accept the new version, and it falls within the derivative works exception. Apparently, there's an exception, the derivative work exception, that that the district court upheld. Phillies won't lose their mascot is what the judge is saying at this point. And so it's going to stay with the Phillies for now. So we'll find out what happens. We're going to follow this one all the way along and then go from there. Now, here's one I'm trying to save. We have a few minutes left and I want to save it for hour number three. We have 3 hours here, Radio Law Talk. There is a very interesting issue that occurred in 1965 that now is just coming forth, coming forth in the courts, where an individual is being sued for doing something in 1965. And this is a civil court case. The individual is now in their 70s that is bringing this lawsuit, my understanding. And this is just going to be really interesting about the statute of limitations. After we do that, then we're going to talk about Dodger star Trevor Bear is having some issues. We've got an issue about the morning show that's being sued, $44 million lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. The Phillies owner, we're going to pop that up again. We've got issues not just with the mascot, but the Phillies owner. We got a Miami Hurricane. I remember this. Hurricane player is being arrested in a 2006 killing of a teammate, and we're going to talk about that. And then we got Deadpool, Disney's prophet Deadpool, lawsuits there. We got so much to talk about. We're going to blow up this whole third hour. So stay with us.
As Fred said, there's a lot more coming up on Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and for many of you on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.